Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Why does God allow bad things to happen? We're going to take a peek at Job. I want to share a little tiny funny story with you. Because I was at a vet, because it kind of ties in with this whole thing, but I was at a vet in my early journey. I was not reading the Bible. I was probably months into my journey. This poor woman was putting down her short-haired, German short-haired dog. I think that's what it was. She was crying and I couldn't help but walk over and hug her. And I gave her my number. I said, hey, if there's anything you need, let me know, give me a call, text me, I'll go have coffee with you, I'll chat with you. And it turned out we were texting quite a bit. She was certainly going through a lot and was super depressed. And she sent me a text and said, oh, I just feel my life is like Job. And of course, I read it. I just feel like my life is like Job. I respond, yeah, I get it. Life can be like a job. It's work, isn't it? ? And of course she comes back with, no, I meant Job from the Bible. I just want you all to know that all of us start from a place of nothing. Maybe even negative something. I mean, I think I was negative 10 because I wasn't just clueless about the teachings. I was actually taught something different by the culture. Okay, but back to Job. So I just want you to know I felt like an idiot and I had no idea who is Job, what is the story, why does she feel like him? So unfortunately for me, a lot of my gaps in the Bible are in the Old Testament. And of course, that stage in my journey, I was not reading Job. But we're going to read this reading today because I want all of us to pray to Saint Job. So I'm going to pray right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Job, Mary, Saint Joseph, our guardian angel, Holy Spirit, please open our heart as we listen to your word. Have your word touch us in a new way, giving us new peace and understanding of the evils in the world. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Job. Excuse me. Job, chapter 1, 6 through 22. One day, when the angels of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming the earth and patrolling it." And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord Satan, did you hear what I just said there? And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job, and that there is no one on earth like him, blameless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil?" But Satan answered the Lord and said, "Is it for nothing that Job is God-fearing? Have you not surrounded him and his family and all that he has with your protection? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his livestock are spread all over the land. But now put forth your hand, and touch anything that he has, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand upon his person. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And so one day, while his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, a messenger came to Job and said, The oxen were plowing, and the asses grazing beside them, and the Sabines carried them off in a raid. They put the herdsmen to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was speaking, yet another came and said, Lightning has fallen from heaven and struck the sheep and their shepherds and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, another messenger came and said, The Chaldeans formed three columns, seized the camels, carried them off, and put those tending to them to the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, another came and said, Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, when suddenly a great wind came across the desert and smote the four corners of the house. It fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job began to tear his cloak and cut off his hair. He cast himself prostrate upon the ground and said, Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked shall I go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin, nor did he say anything disrespectful of God. If this is not the epitome of what we are to do in situations where it seems like everything's being taken from us, or our lives are crumbling around us, first of all, God allows evil because free will. Job could have easily turned and gotten mad at God, cursed God, blasphemed God, right? That's exactly what Satan wanted him to do. The minute you touch his stuff, he's going to blaspheme you to your face. But look, God knows Job's heart. Satan doesn't. The problem is Satan thinks that we're all weak people that will fall for anything that he throws our way. He doesn't know our hearts. But bad things happen because, again, God allows us to be tested. And God also wants us to step up to the party, to whatever it is. Step up to the situation. Be a Christian. Bring God into it. Show your humility to everyone around you. And do your best to accept everything with joy, still praising and worshiping God, not complaining. This is happening because God is willing it to happen. I don't know what's going to happen on the other end of this situation, but I'm pretty sure, because I believe God's promises, that it's going to be something good. So today, no matter what bad thing happens, let's call out to Saint Job to give us faith, to ask Jesus to pour more faith and trust into our hearts. Life isn't easy, but life can be easier. Life can be more joyful in the times that aren't the most happy. When we accept it and we know that we're in the valley, there's a mountain on either side, we just got to keep walking. And remember, God allows bad things to happen. Why? Because number one, there's free will. We can choose. We do choose. Often we choose the wrong way. And there are other people who have completely walked away from God, blasphemed the Holy Spirit, asked for evil spirits to take over. That's a whole different game. But for us, we have to remember Job, and we need more faith. And to accept bad things happen. Just because you're Christian doesn't mean life is going to be. As a matter of fact, it's probably opposite. You're probably going to be given more crosses so that you can be that beautiful recipient of God's plan or will in your life. And it's all about how do you react to it. We are the only ones that can control ourselves along with God. Satan doesn't control us. We have the ultimate call on all of it. It's free will. Satan and God play by the same rules. We have more power than we think in the choices that we make, the decisions that we follow through on can make the difference between a life where we're feeling hopeless, filled with despair and anxiety and worry, to one that is grateful, hopeful, and accepting of everything that's going on while still loving God, not complaining, being a beacon of light. Job. I don't know. I'm not a Job. I need Job. I need more Job in my life. I think we all do. So let's pray for a little Job. Wrap it up right now. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. We need the faith of Job, Lord. Oh, my goodness. To accept everything in our life and thank God for it. To be humble. To never blaspheme him. To never question his ways. But to know that he is the answer. It wasn't what, where, why, when for Job. It was who. Who is Job leaning on? It's God. Help us, Holy Spirit, to rest in you. To live with you, to trust you. Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. We need your strength. We need your self-control. Most importantly, we need the heart of Jesus. So please change our hearts so that in this day we can be light and love, truth, and boldness that this world needs to everyone around us, especially in the bad times of our life. Give it all to you, Lord. We give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Sorry for that. It's getting better though. Okay, on that note, go be love. Go be love. Accept what's going on. Take a deep breath. There is good that's going to come out of this. And you, in the meantime, can be the best evangelist you possibly can by sharing how happy you are and joyful you are and how accepting you are, even in the midst of the muck. All right, everyone, find something more with God today. Live in today. Be present with him. Have a blessed and inspired one. Take care.